Maine State Senate President Troy Jackson and a number of Democratic leaders pushing forward two bills to explore importing drugs from Canada. One would look at allowing individuals to access prescription drugs from Canada. The other would evaluate setting up a wholesale system. The bills are aimed at reducing prescription drug costs for Maine residents. Questions have been raised about the safety of doing it that way. We'll hear more about those in a moment. But Jackson says safety is a priority for him. He cites Canada's Federal Drug Administration classification as one of four Tier 1 countries.
So the FDA feels that these four countries have as good, if not better, safety standards in the United States, then there's absolutely no reason why we can't set up a system that we're importing from any one of these four countries.
Jackson's proposed bill to design a wholesale prescription drug importation program to allow drug imports from Canada has been referred to a legislative committee. Critics still insist drug importation is risky business. Former FBI director Louis Freeh's consulting firm recently released a report criticizing drug importation efforts. Freeh spoke with me earlier from a conference in Florida on the matter. It turns out he and Senator Jackson's perspectives may not be as far apart as one might expect. Director Freeh says he is worried about where drugs are manufactured.
So with respect to medicines, you know, we have in the U.S. A closed supply system with respect to pharmaceuticals, which means licensed pharmacists dispense FDA-inspected and approved drugs. What's happening now is a great enhancement and actually political pressure to allow foreign-made medicines to come into the United States on the argument that they can be cheaper and more competitive. And we focused on this because we are finding that many of these are counterfeits. Some of them have dangerous elements, such as fentanyl in them. And more importantly, the manufacturing process is not inspected or regulated. These are medicines which are made in other countries, made under very unsupervised, unsanitary conditions. And then they're transshipped to Canada, and from Canada they come to the U.S. And the Canadian authorities have been very clear that they don't inspect or even know the content of these materials, which is why all of our FDA commissioners have refused to allow the importation of foreign-made medicine.
Fair enough, but we can't be the only country that has a really well-established closed system for medication. Are there any places where United States consumers could reasonably look for medications and rely on their efficacy and safety?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think you could go to Canada. You could go to a licensed pharmacy and buy a prescription or have a prescription filled there by a doctor and be fairly confident that the content is safe because it's regulated and inspected by the government there. But that's not the case when you're buying something transshipped into the United States.
Okay, so the real problem here is kind of the mail order part of this and that kind of getting disconnected from those systems.
Yes, exactly. It's being untethered from a safety and inspection system.
Okay. Obviously, this desire to do this mail order comes in large part from the fact that prescription medication can be very expensive here. Would you not say that perhaps by having someone, the government, drug companies, deal with the price of medications vis-a-vis other countries, you could essentially eliminate the demand for this kind of activity?
You know, as I've studied this, there's smarter and safer ways to reduce pharmaceutical costs than just allowing sort of free market competition from foreign-made pharmaceuticals.
Such as?
You know, we have, in our system here, we have a middle person broker agent who's called the pharmacy benefit manager. They take a large fee and commission for agency work. That could probably be substantially reduced.
Lastly, let me just ask you, since, you know, limiting the purchase of mail-order drugs is a potential benefit to prescription drug companies, have any of them contributed financially toward your work in this area?
Yes, they're sponsors of the Partnership for Safe Medicines, which is also made up of law enforcement groups, pharmacists, other interested stakeholders. And of course, the pharmaceutical companies have a major interest here, precisely because a lot of the medicines being made are counterfeit, and they're using their name and brand to sell and distribute to people who think they're taking one substance, but it's not what they believe it is.
Director Free, thank you again for the time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Louis Free is a former director of the FBI. He now heads a private consulting business.